pizza here. I do have traffic, though. Emergency traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Cutter Highway still remains closed north and southbound in Taylorsville. We've been reporting this for at least three and a half hours between 4100 and 4700 south. We'll let you know when that reopens, and that's both directions. And we still have lingering delays southbound I-15, 2100 down to 7200 south. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow, Draper to Midvale, and westbound on the 21st South Freeway. Still some slowing from just before 5600 west to Magna. Dave Meekum?
We have a pretty good drive for you, at least an improving drive anyway, heading into Utah County. You're not going to pick up the delays now until you get past SR-92. The heaviest of that is going to be between 2100 North and Lehigh Main Street. When you break out of that, it's going to be a much better drive. They're in the final clearing stages of this accident near the S-curve southbound on I-15 in Provo, but it looks like the heavy traffic there is thinning in spite of the accident, so you should be not... Well, looking at it right now, and it looks like traffic moving around the accident just fine, so that's not going to be much of a delay there. Mark?
It's still a little bit of a delay in Davis County, I'm afraid, prior to Glover Lane, and it's going to run all the way up into Sunset Roy, but once you clear Hillfield Road, the speeds do pick up. You got some southbound delays in Roy as well coming in from Weber County. Highway 89 is a little troublesome, I'm afraid, from Froude Heights, actually from the Kaysville region, in spots up to SR-193. You still have some very heavy traffic there. Snowbird season passes are on sale now. Experience the longest season in Utah. 2,500 acres of legendary terrain this winter. Learn more and purchase your pass at snowbird.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.